This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Global Youth NZ on ORFM Youth Zone. Hi, I'm Javish.
Hi, I'm Tallulah.
Join us every Thursday afternoon as we explore the variety of cultures that call Dunedin home.
Through interviews, conversation and music, we will expand your knowledge on the world and expose you to new ideas from a youth's perspective.
That's Global Youth NZ, 4pm on Thursdays on OR 105.4 FM Dunedin. Podcast available from oar.org.nz. Kia ora and welcome back to Global Youth NZ on 105.4 FM. I have three guests with me today, but I'll introduce them to you after a song break. Yay! Hey, kia ora. I am your host, Tallulah, and I am here with three of my friends today. And we've got a lot to talk about. But anyways, we'll just introduce ourselves. Kate, you got to go first.
Okay. What do I even say?
Your name, your school, and your interests.
I'm Kate. I go to Queens High School, and I like music.
Very nice.
G'day, I'm Hannah. Go to Queens as well. And my interests are dogs.
My name is Phoebe, and I go to Queens High School, and my interests are probably getting rich.
Okay. You guys all said your interests and then said one thing about you. That's not interest. Anyways, I'm Tallulah, and I'm interested in
being interesting.
What school do you go to, Tallulah? Yeah, I go to Queens, believe it or not.
I don't.
We're all in year 13. We're all in year 13 at Queens, and we're all really, really cool. Anyways, what was the first thing we're going to talk about?
Some gigs coming up.
Some gigs.
Some good ones.
Some youth music.
So we got the Elephones. This is July, I believe the 3rd of July. second or third. They've got three shows near, like, around Dunedin, but the main one you want to go to is the one at yours. Because, yeah, the Elephants are great. Also,
the Elephants are Dunedin band?
Yes.
Youth band?
Uni.
Young teens. Yeah. And they're on all social medias, yep. And, like, Spotify and stuff. YouTube.
And then we also have Sense of Time and Crime Hospital.
Yeah!
Which is, like, pretty cool. Ooh. Same place at yours. 23rd of June?
Yeah.
Yep. And, yeah.
That's the night I took off work. Ooh. I remember I took the 23rd off work for something, but it's for Sense of Time and Crime Hospital, which are both youth Dunedin bands, which is actually really cool that we have bands in Dunedin. So
we need some Queens bands.
We need some Queens bands, yeah. I hate to agree with Miss Clark, but, yeah, we really do. I reckon this could be our band. Imagine if we just started being a band right now after this podcast.
Drop some bars.
Phoebe on the mic.
Yeah, Hannah's going to freestyle.
Yeah, go, Hannah, go.
I don't think I can say words.
Someone give me
best piece I've ever heard. That was incredible. And if we were to be a band, what name would you want our band to be?
Hannah's got a
good one. Who hit the fish?
Who hit the fish?
Oh, I thought it was anywhere, anytime.
No. Who hit the fish? Because who did?
It's who hit the fish. And then do you blink frequently?
That's our EP.
Blink. Blink.
Do I blink?
What about the coconut fire incident? I'm on the brink.
Coconut fire incident is the best.
No, kind of a band.
Or
www.gov.
We got too many.
Wait, what?
We got too many.
Yeah, we got too many bros.
Yeah.
Brothers.
And
we have too many dogs. Female dogs.
Yeah. Why are you interested in dogs, Hannah? Can we go back to that?
Yeah. Dogs are cool. My dog died?
Oh.
Kate, I loved your dog. He was a great person.
She, Hannah.
They were a great person.
And what's your favourite type of dog, Hannah?
Yeah.
Not whatever isn't my type of dog, because mine's like one of those white, fluffy
rats. Yeah. Phoebe, what's your favourite dog? I know a lot about dogs. Phoebe literally will walk past a dog in the street and she'll be like, that's a whippet. And you can't
just
deny it because
you were shouting it. That's a puppy.
Because it is. It's a puppy.
It's a dog that's still called a whippet.
It's a puppy. Every dog to me is a puppy, okay?
My favourite type of dog. I like big dogs.
Okay. What kind of big dogs?
Like fluffy ones?
Yeah, like
wolves. I actually do have a favourite dog breed.
What?
Saint Bernards.
Oh, I really love Saint Bernards.
Or a Mastiff. A really big Mastiff.
Yeah. They're scary, but they're cool.
They're not scary.
They're scary to me.
Loser.
I got chased by one. It was only a puppy, but it was really big.
What about a black German Shepherd?
Very beautiful.
So my dog.
Your dog is dead, Kate.
Yeah. Previously, my dog.
Wait, was that a German Shepherd?
German Shepherd cross.
I love German Shepherds.
It was a he.
Yeah.
You said it again. Anyways, moving on from dogs. What else do we like?
I'll tell you what I don't like.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Physics.
Physics? Why do you not like physics?
Specifically level 3 physics.
Didn't answer my question.
You can answer the question yourself. You take physics.
No, I'd like physics, though. No, that's such a lie.
We'd like to hear your hot take.
Your hot take, yeah.
I like physics because it's going to lead to something in my career, and it's something that I can physically use. Like, physics. Other subjects, I can't realise, like, how it's going to apply to my everyday life, but physics is going to apply to my everyday life, which is why it's, like, one of the more tolerable ones.
I enjoy physics because I can sit there and do nothing and copy Kate's work.
You're welcome.
And we love that.
Yeah.
Yay, go team.
It's so good. What is your favourite subject, guys?
I like art.
Yeah, why do you like art?
Because it's not like learning anything and I just paint.
Because Miss K's a G.
It's just your enrichment time.
My what?
Your enrichment time.
Oh.
My enrichment time is ditching school to buy coffees.
Hannah's enrichment time is counting my coins.
What was Ashton's listening? Yeah.
Hi, Miss Ashton.
Let's raise $7,000.
Oh, guys.
I want to see a silky smooth. Oh, donate, smooth. Donate.
Yeah, people who are listening. We have, me and Phoebe are running the 40-hour challenge at Queen's, and our goal is to raise $7,000. We've already raised $1,000, which is pretty good, but at every $500, one of the staff in our school is doing something. So, because we raised $1,000, our principal is wearing a dinosaur costume to assembly, which is going to be so fun. Anyways, if you go to the 40-hour... No,
World Vision.
If you go to World Vision and look up Queens, you can donate to us.
Don't donate to any other school.
Just Queens.
We need it.
It's going to a good cause, and yeah. I want to see Miss Ashton bald.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
If you raise $7,000, yeah, our principal's going to shave her head, so please donate. Actually, another really quick promo. Do you guys know... You guys wouldn't even know about this, but... Basically, there's a rangatahi-led fund that's just opened up that's run by Otago Community Trust. And basically, they want to fund projects and events that are run by young people, will help people connect, promote diversity, and our new creative ideas. So, if you wanted to, like, run a Pride event, for example, because it's Pride Month, then they'd give you money if you
Isn't
applied.
Isn't that what they put on Google Classroom? And it's, like, $5,000?
Yeah, well, it can be, yeah, up to $5,000. And you can be 14 to 24, and you have to live in Dunedin City Council boundaries. You can be any culture, ethnicity, or ability.
Sorry, it's just I'm in the headphones. I can hear Kate just mixing
with my shoes. Kate, do you wanna share what flavour your frozen Coke is?
Raspberry and cola.
Ooh.
Cola.
It's
raspberry and Coke.
We can't talk about that on the radio.
No.
That's copyright.
But anyways, if you go to rangatahi@oct.org.nz or www.oct.org.nz, you can apply. And the applications close on the 25th of June, so almost at the end of the school term. And yeah, if you want money for a really cool project, something you're doing, it's a really good thing to look into. Yeah. What else do you want to talk about? It's Pride Month.
Is there a Pride
Happy
Ball?
Happy Pride,
show?
Huh?
A Pride Ball?
Yeah, there is actually. Wait, there's a.
They've got that UNICEF ball.
Yeah, the UNICEF ball.
It's on the same night as the King's one though, which is they're trying to get more people though.
Yeah,
because there's going to be lots of peeps at King's formal.
True. So it's going to have to be everyone else. But if no King's balls, at the UNICEF ball, I'd love to go. Make it even better, you know.
What the heck?
It's the 26th of August, and.
What did you just say?
King's ball at the UNICEF ball, I'll go.
If there's no King's people at the UNICEF ball, that'll make it better. Sorry.
Are you trying to say something about King's High School?
Yes. we don't want the UNICEF ball. Oh.
Cancelled.
Okay. There's so many people in other year groups in other schools.
Yeah, there
are. We have 50.
So and many that's people in other schools, in other year groups.
No, there's so many year 13s at every other school. But our year group at Queen's is so small compared to everyone else.
They all dropped out.
Yeah. But only like two of them did, really. Three.
Ten?
Four? Five.
Ten. 14. I don't
14.
Know.
14?
I don't know, actually.
Really?
I think that's my feel like that much.
I feel like it's more than five, though.
Kate, back me up. Everyone else is wrong.
Yeah, Hannah's right.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so not
I'm
fair.
Never wrong. Because women, they're never wrong. They're always
and
right.
And it's Pride Real. Month. I can't hate on them.
Real. Anyways, what else has been going on? Do you guys have internals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I have to do a calc one next week.
Oh.
The one that I said I was going to fail yesterday.
Oh, how many credits is it?
I don't know. Probably a rubbish amount.
What's up with the teachers choosing, like, the low credit internals?
I know.
The 2 and 3 credit
The 3 credit one we have for Geo. And it's so much work. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do all that.
I've got a question for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you rather have no nose and have really good smelling fingers? Or...
Like, as in your fingers smell good or you can smell with your fingers?
No, your fingers smell really good.
Okay.
You wouldn't know.
Or
would
be notice. Blind... And have a really nice smile.
I don't want to be blind.
I just have no nose.
Does that mean you, like, do you mean, like, no noses and there's a hole in my face?
No, I don't know, because I
think plastic surgery. Because they used to do that to women as a torture method.
Oh. What?
Fun fact.
What?
If you shamed your husband, he'd cut your nose off.
Okay, when was this?
I don't know.
2 years ago?
Maybe.
Probably. Actually, right now, because you want us to cut our nose off. What were you going to say, Hannah?
I don't remember.
Oh. I would rather not have a nose.
See, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to look like Voldemort.
Yeah, but, like, I'd rather like be able to see, yeah.
Then you'd have to see your own face without a nose.
True. But what...
And, well, the first interesting question was what happens after we die.
Oh.
So I chose the second one.
That is a good question.
You would never know what happens after you die because there's no way to communicate with the dead if there is some way of staying alive. When you're dead. Well, we don't know that, and your brain can't comprehend what possibly could happen.
Because your brain's dead when you die.
No, because when you're alive, you...
Because when you're alive, your brain's never been dead.
Well, it's like when people die and then come back to life. They say weird stuff.
Yeah.
Also, like, pirates, that's weird. How are pirates real?
I was so scared, be gay.
Speaking of punching,
be gay.
You guys need to watch Street Beef Scrapyard on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, actually.
It is amazing. The Terrifier. Ooh.
What is
ooh,
this?
Tough what competition.
Is
it's just
boxing?
Like it's that ring thing, the MMA ring. Like,
is it Jake back, Paul?
It's like redneck MMA. I don't know. It's kind of scary though.
Oh, I've got a question. Okay, so what would everybody's boxing names be?
Oh
God. Starting with Tallulah.
Racially motivated.
Okay.
No, I meant you started with me. Is no. I'd be.
No, I started with you because you're furthest away from me, so I'd have more time to think.
Oh,
this is great. Yes, I hate grape.
Yeah, I know. You're so picky. Sorry. Okay. Wait, is it actually? It has it on the side.
So, anyways,
Hannah, do you have an idea of what your boxing name would be?
Right there.
Everything, no, everywhere. The top, because there's blood everywhere.
That's fine.
Over everything.
Maybe it is. Maybe
like, why is it pink?
Oh,
is
it and like your guts will be spilled everywhere. Okay. Over everything.
Anyway, I have this
okay,
one.
Wait. That's boxing names.
Yeah, you just missed Hannah's because you two were chattering over there.
Munching on your Mentos.
I love Mentos.
Your Mentos.
Radio.
What is
this?
Everywhere, everything. Everything, everywhere.
Everything, everywhere, all at once?
No.
No, just everything, everywhere.
That's your boxy name.
Yeah,
it's a bit long, don't you think?
You said there's blood everywhere of everything.
That's... I'll cut your ear off.
Okay.
Oh my God. What is this mango?
MMA is like no rules, just no holding.
Huh? Peter from the Bible.
What?
He gets his ear cut off. Wait, no, he cuts someone's ear off.
Van Gogh.
No, not Van Gogh. It's in the Bible. No, it is Van Gogh. What would your boxy name be?
I have no idea.
Wait, no, better. What would your stage name
Rango.
Be?
Rango.
Yeah, that's my like stage name.
No, like musician stage name.
My musician stage name. I'd have to pull like a Paul Stanley where he just stole everyone's name.
What do you mean?
Yeah. From Kiss, Paul Stanley's real name isn't Paul. But Gene Simmons' real name is Paul, and so is Ace's.
Whoa. Oh, scandal.
He just snatched it around. Yeah, I could be like Kate Gill.
Ooh.
I could be like Phoebe Mahudi. Ramona Mahudi is actually such a good
Ramona
stage name,
Mahat.
Though. Yeah.
I'd be Hannah Brandish.
Mm. I'd be Delilah Gill.
Yeah.
You could be Gloria June. I feel like that would be a cool stage name.
I sound like
she
an
has
old
to be a country singer.
Yeah. I sound like I work at a funeral home.
No, it gives the same vibes as like.
I sound like I'd be like in like a family band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The band
well,
you could be in a band. You could be in a band with someone called like Autumn or someone called like
Autumn.
April. And then you'd be like
Autumn.
April and June. I'll call
there
myself.
I'm born in April.
Instead of Ivy, like the band, I'll just be Leaf.
Oh my God, it's... Well,
oh,
I'll be grass.
Deep. I'll be bark.
Kate can be dirt. You're dirt?
I'm dirt.
Yep.
Thank you.
And the band... The band can be the Backyardigans. Again.
We can't copyright their name.
That's why I put again at the end of it.
We can be the Outsideigans.
The Outsideigans.
The
Outgardigans. If we move to the cave, we'll be
the
fine because I can grass food.
The Gardigans.
The Cardigans.
The Gardigans. The Gardigans because we're
Gardigans. Isn't the Cardigans a band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said
they
Gardigans.
Do that song.
Like,
like Rise of the Guardians, but Rise of the Guardigans.
I don't know.
And that's our band name.
Okay. I don't like that.
If we had to cover a song right now, what would you cover?
Photograph by Def Leppard.
Are we going to say Photograph by Ed Sheeran?
Actually, so you can get me.
Actually, thinking out loud.
Cha Cha Cha.
Actually, Na 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 by One Direction.
Oh yeah.
Cha Cha.
Actually,
Phoebe covers that song 20%.
Karma featuring Ice Spice. Facts.
Hannah can be Ice Spice.
He said I'm good enough.
Karma is good.
Facts. Karma is my hair on the weekend.
Karma is my hair on the weekend. That is not the lyrics. Karma is my hair on the weekend.
I don't know what the words are. I don't know, okay.
Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
It's okay.
Very kind.
You learn something new every day.
Besides, share with the class.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wait, what?
Share with the class.
I was just thinking about how Phoebe said she wants to be rich. Well, she enjoys getting rich. So it's like how to escape a 9-to-5 job. All right.
That's my worst nightmare.
Find ways to monetize what you have. River eels, they're free. You can breed them in most flat bathtubs. Dress up as a fishery officer. Hang out at the local boat ramps. Port Chalmers will be good for this. And confiscate people's seafood. Didn't win the meat pack raffle. That's all right. Just follow the winner back to their car, throw a flashbang grenade at them to obtain free meat. Hustle. Hustle, my bros.
Okay, I'll take...
What do you say, Port Chalmers on the weekend?
Yeah, okay.
Jenny jumping? No, stealing seafood. Okay, ready? I got a question for you guys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hit me!
Oh, questions game. She has a list.
I do. You only get 3 words to describe yourself. What are they?
Oh, this is the worst one.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but we'll do it anyway.
All right.
Everyone knows.
That's 2 words. What's your last one?
Cool. Oh, wait.
To describe people, no, we say everyone knows cool.
I've got a better one. Epic gamer moment. That's the 3 words that describe me. That's actually great. Hannah?
I'm hungry. I am hungry.
Okay. I like that. It's very pointed. I am
It's really
hungry.
Direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, oh, how's your friend Hannah? Oh, I am. And that's how I describe you.
Tomfoolery is me.
Isn't it 4 words?
Tomfoolery is one word.
First name Tom, last name Foolery.
You know it.
Into the poetry corner.
You gonna ask your own question?
No.
I want to know.
Oh, let's do...
Roses are red, violets are blue. I will never...
fade away from you.
I will... never.
Okay, a poem, go.
Hit us with a Roses of Red poem.
If you wish upon a star and you think that you might go far, just remember there are lots of stars, you will never get that far.
That was really inspirational.
Thank you. That's just... yeah.
Do you have a poem for us?
No. Sometimes I don't want to be happy.
Oh!
Okay, I got another question. If you could... no, actually.
Sorry.
Oh, pick a number between 1 and 25.
Do I tell you?
Yep.
17.
Okay. 26.
17 first. And that's also out of the numbers that I gave you.
25.1.
Nope, it's not a question. What would you do if your part... if your...
my what?
I'm not going to read this one, actually.
Yeah.
Pick a number.
Yeah, that was more responsible, 7. Wasn't it?
8.
What scares you the most?
Probably you.
Yeah, I scare Phoebe because I'm just so cool.
No, that's not why you're scary.
I really don't enjoy clowns. They don't scare me the most, but I don't like them.
She doesn't enjoy them.
Oh, I know what scares Phoebe.
No, don't
say. Whale eyes. The eyes of whales.
Okay, that's...
weird, I know.
It's not weird if you think about it.
Scares me is nothing. Nothing scares me.
That's not true.
No, it is.
I know what scares you.
What? That's what I thought. Nothing scares me.
The fear of dying a lonely death.
Oh, I'm not scared of that.
That doesn't scare her. She just knows it's inevitable.
I'm afraid of failing level 3 physics.
Kind of real. I'm actually not, though, because I've already failed level 3 history. So.
I just need UE. I'm already accepted into things.
Did you get
accepted into the game? Yeah, so, like, I got accepted on, what was it called? Preferential entry. Preferential entry. So no one can take my, like, spot.
Good job.
It's not like I'm fighting for a spot in there. So
that is so impressive. I've been accepted
as I just need my, like, entrance to get into them.
They're really good. And
I can choose what I want to do.
That's good.
So for health sci, Bachelor of Commerce, and Bachelor of Commerce and Science, I can choose what I want to take.
Wow. Get a little rich girl.
That's so good.
Get on top of it, guys.
There's another
because I want to skip that flavor.
What is another number between 1 and 25?
3.
What do you think makes me smile? Oh.
What I think makes you smile?
Tallulah.
What do you think makes me smile?
What do you think makes me smile?
I'm awesome, so yeah. Me.
Okay.
You know what would make me smile?
No, that's not the question.
If you want to make me smile, you can give me a Mentos, because that would make me smile.
Did you not get your own Mentos?
I ate the whole tube.
On the way here. Tube? They're really good. Maybe we should go to countdown after.
You can hear the rustling noise.
Oh, what's your favourite Mentos flavour? This is so Pride Month of us.
Watermelon.
Watermelon's the best one.
I don't know.
I like strawberry.
I like the orange ones.
What? Okay, I'm sorry, Kate. That's the worst one.
Right?
Actually, the yellow ones.
That's the most artificial tasting thing.
The orange ones, if anything, suck.
Fanta flavor ones?
See? That's what I'm talking about.
But this is just orange. This isn't Fanta. There's actually no orange in here.
There isn't. That's because they hate it too.
Yeah. Purple is the best and watermelon's the best.
That's a lie. Filthy liar.
It's not a lie to me.
It's a lie to me.
Okay.
What makes you smile? We'll change the question because no one wants to.
The slime in the art room.
Yeah. I'm so glad you didn't bring it here.
How did you acquire it?
So, I took my trusty time zone card and I went to time zone with Hannah. And I loaded it up with some moolah, played a couple games, won 225 tickets in the ticket claw machine. And then I spent them on slime.
And now it's
so
brown.
And now it's got dirt in it. And now it's not even slimy anymore because Hannah put glue in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it had chunks of stuff in it.
Yeah.
So gross. Oh, I got to show you the poster.
Oh, you do. Wait, Hannah, what makes you smile?
What makes me smile?
Hannah, not you.
Mentos, I just told you. Oh. No, you know what makes me smile?
What? Fortnite?
You guys.
Oh. Thanks, I guess.
That didn't make me smile.
Neither.
Okay, so if you were on a desert island
okay,
and you had to choose 3 celebrities, dead or alive, actually anyone, dead or alive, who would you be there? And they have to help you survive.
Jesus?
No, no, not him.
Oh. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and God.
Okay,
dead or alive, anyone?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Look at you go.
Okay, at least I can make it interesting by putting some funny people in there. So I'll put Axl Rose in there for starters.
Oh my god, I was going to say.
I feel like he'd just bring the humour. Like, what is his name? Jared Leto? Mm. Is that how you say it? I don't know if that's how you need to say his last name.
I think so.
Jared Leto.
And, like, just to spice stuff up, Travis Scott.
How many are we supposed to be choosing?
Three.
Okay, I choose
Kanye West.
No.
Oh, I really thought.
Jeffree Star, Kanye West,
James
Charles.
I'm gonna go with Dave Grohl.
Who is that, Kate? Don't know.
She
with the class.
Foo Fighters singer. I love Dave Grohl. And Nirvana drummer. Previously.
There you go.
Anyway, Dave Grohl, Razzle from Hanoi Rocks. Because I'm so quirky. maybe, like...
We know it. Okay,
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Did you just say
womp-womp?
Womp-womp. I would choose... I actually don't know. Okay. Jesus.
You can't keep saying that.
But imagine if you actually went to a deserted island with Jesus.
Hannah, you should take Axl Rose and Vince Neil. And just see what happens.
To see what
they
goes
had
down.
A feud.
Yeah.
Oh, I would take, fight each other.
Oh, I would take Will Smith. He looks like he could beat someone.
I would take Justin RuPaul. I would take Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, RuPaul, and
Hailey Bieber.
And see what happens. I'd get the truth out of them.
Okay.
I would take.
Are you serious? Come
on. Yeah. I actually would not take anyone.
Tupac and Biggie.
Okay.
I'd take all three members of Take of Aha.
Aha.
Of Take
Aha.
On me.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say
that. Aha.
Of Aha. What? Does anyone else have a question?
No.
I have a question. Why is Tallulah just drawing?
Yeah, why are you drawing?
You're a really bad host. It's art week at Queens High School right now, and we made these little.
Get into
Tallulah,
it.
You're supposed to be doing a radio show right now.
I am doing my radio show, but it helps me concentrate, and look how pretty it is.
It helps you concentrate on not speaking.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You guys can't speak if I'm not speaking?
Yeah, because okay. I don't know
you're running the show.
Okay, that's fair. All right, if you were to move to another country right now and live there for the rest of your life.
Time.
No, like you can't come back.
Yeah.
If you had to go somewhere that you could never come back, where would you go?
Norway.
You'd live there for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Happily.
Happily?
Or Finland.
You know where I'd go? Vinland.
What the heck is that?
You guys haven't seen Vinland Saga.
Okay.
I'd actually go to Antarctica. It's a bit chilly there.
I would go to Narnia.
Better take your coat.
Aha. Good one.
Aha?
No.
I would actually go to Australia because it would not be hard to live there for the rest of my life.
What if I wanted to just stay here, but like move?
That's not the question.
Okay, damn.
Wait. If you were to... I don't know where I was going with that. I'll find another question.
If you went viral, what would you want to go viral for?
Something controversial,
Phoebe would get cancelled,
obviously.
Yeah,
controversy.
I would want to go viral for, like, being a really cool band. No, cool...
Lame response.
Okay.
A funny band, like a controversial band that some...
Like the 1975?
No, I want to go...
Yeah.
I want to start something like Astroworld or, like, Woodstock 99.
Oh, my God!
You
not to die, okay?
She wants to start it, but she doesn't want that to finish it.
I don't want people to die. I'm just saying, like, I want to be in... I'll start a Cardi Mosh. There you go.
Okay.
That was a better
a mosh
answer.
Mosh is a bit, yeah. Bit
I'll be the bodyguard of the stage for that. I'll be Hannah's water girl.
I wanted to go famous for, like, finding the cure to something.
Cuba.
Like, cure to cancer.
People have found it, but the government keeps killing them.
Yeah, that means...
Sorry to get political.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I love uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What? Okay, I'm finding
I feel like
question.
If I was to go viral for anything, it would be because someone took a sneaky video of me, like, falling down the stairs or something.
That could
and
then
it'd be on the Epic Fails.
Epic Fails.
Epic Fails compilation.
That? Oh,
Home Videos? AFV? That old TV show?
America's Funniest
Home
Videos.
Yeah. I love that show.
It was so good.
Sorry, good.
It was so good, and say yes to the dress, and I love it. Okay, if...
Storage Wars and Deadliest Catch... Great shows.
Deadliest Catch.
Deadly 60? Did you guys ever watch Deadly 60?
No, we're not Australians.
Deadliest Catch is a great show, though. Anyway.
You don't want to go crab fishing with me?
What do you think has been the hands-down most funniest moment in your life? In our friendship?
Nothing, because we're not friends.
When Phoebe fell down the stairs listening to Suicide Boys, my floors burned through my skin.
I'm happy that brought someone pain. I mean,
when
joy.
Phoebe broke her tailbone.
I only sprained it.
When Phoebe fell off the 3-step-high steps outside our school photo that are, like, less than 20 centimetres tall and grazed her knee.
Every time Phoebe hurts herself, Will falls
when
over.
When I sprained my ankle surfing.
When Phoebe sprained her ankle getting off her surfboard.
I jumped off.
In 2-centimetre water.
Yeah, that's because I thought it was deep.
It wasn't.
I know.
What else is funny? Just every time I look at Kate.
That's horrible.
Funniest thing ever.
I actually can't think of anything. But, like, I know funny things happen.
We have a really funny friend group, I feel like.
No.
We're not a funny friend group. We just think we're funny, but to everyone else, we're just
weird.
Severely annoying.
Yeah.
But it's okay because there's more than one of us thinking we're funny.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter.
No.
What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I don't get many. I don't have one.
Kate, you look beautiful today. Don't.
Kate, you look so gorgeous.
I didn't want that.
Kate, you have great taste in music.
Uh-huh.
See, that's a nice one. Uh-huh. Hannah, actually, it was from Hannah. She said that I was really good at giving her song suggestions.
Oh, yeah. Every song she shows me, I end up liking. I can't agree with when Phoebe shows me songs. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I've never shown Hannah a song.
No. Who do you wish you could get back into contact with?
There's a reason I don't talk to anyone that I don't like.
That's
anyone.
True. Gotta get people out of your life.
Probably, I don't know, like Santa.
Oh, yeah. Probably like all my friends in Australia that I dropped.
Yeah.
Anyone else got anything?
No. We burnt our bridges.
Yeah. As you should. What's one thing that bothers you the most about the world today?
Tallulah's existence.
Okay.
About the whole world.
Yeah, about the whole world.
Blind world.
The thing that bothers us.
The thing that bothers me is that... No, actually,
it's not. Oh, you know something that bothers me? The homophobia, let people do what they want.
No, literally, I don't understand.
It's really not that deep.
I don't get why people look at homophobia as something that's wrong. Like,
oh, yeah.
Homosexuality is something that's wrong.
No,
I didn't see why people don't like homophobia.
And then I was trying to understand it, so I didn't say anything.
Sorry, that's just my bad grammar.
If you don't like it, like, cool, just leave people alone. You need to, like, hate crime them exactly. And stuff.
Like, it bothers me that people base don't it mind on their own business.
Sorry.
It's surprising, Dunedin, how much homophobia we have, considering, like, I would consider Dunedin, like, a welcoming space.
Yeah.
Like, just recently on Facebook, someone posted, like, about their anti-pride posters people were putting up, which is if you see one, rip it down.
Yeah.
Tag over it. I don't care. Rip it down.
Get rid of it. Yes.
And somebody commented, what did that Steve guy say?
He said, this poster is right.
Yeah, it's like something about the poster's right. Happy Pride Month, Steve, okay? Happy Pride Month to you.
And
your homophobic tendencies.
Denial is the first
Or like
stage.
The person that said that it's being pushed on children, that's wrong. It's not like we're forcing children to be...
Gay.
Yeah, it's like, it's, the thing of, it's about educating children.
Yeah. Also, have you seen everything in Facebook at the moment about how the new Mosgiel pool is getting a Māori name? Mm. Oh. They're so racist about it. They're like, how are we going to know what it is? How are we going to know where to go? Just figure it out.
Bro, that's like that stop sign thing. Someone put up a post of a stop sign in Māori, and they're like, I can't read this. I'm sorry. If you don't know what a red octagon is, you should not be driving.
Like, why are you driving? That's so embarrassing.
Use context clues.
You are just racist.
I don't understand why people are, like, so annoyed about it. But you know what's good is that I was talking to people about this. Like, it's, like, the three-generation thing. The first generation will get absolutely hated on, and then the second generation are, like, more comfortable, and then the third generation is the one that, like, sees it as the new normal. So, like, we're the second generation, I'm pretty sure, of, like, a lot of Māori things changing.
And did you see
that? Well, because it's like half of us were raised like as a kid with it.
Yeah.
Half of us weren't and kind of only started like getting in touch with it like nowadays. So obviously you're still going to be split. Like you're still going to have parents that are like adults that are like, no.
Parents that are racist and then kids that are all right.
But but it's just being it more integrated into schools now and stuff.
Yeah, which is good. But what's it called? Oh, yeah. And there's new things happening as well with like the national... Kapahaka competition, Tamata Tene is getting a whole lot more funding this year.
Oh, that's good.
Because last year it got $1 million funding, which is not enough to run an entire Kapahaka competition. And meanwhile, like, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra and, like, the ballet are getting, like, millions more dollars. And so they went and they were like, please, can we get more funding? Because why is ballet being more funded than Kapahaka? Like,
yeah, and then Tamata Tene is, like, what they want to, like, be like, oh, we do this here, we do this here.
Yeah. Ballet is not, like... NZ culture thing.
Yeah.
Like, it has... Like, yeah. It's cool.
In other countries, it's bigger, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like, necessarily close to New Zealand.
You wouldn't, like... I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to
it's
have
like,
so much
it's like
funding
sport. Rugby is massive over here. Yeah.
go to
and lacrosse is not like
go to the USA does not really exist.
Yeah, it's just like finding what is most relevant to like our country, and like yeah, if you don't like it, move. Honestly,
what the people want.
Yeah, but that's really good. And Manu Kōrero is next week.
Yes, Tallulah. Tallulah is speaking. She's doing a speech.
Yay.
And she's going to do very well.
Yay. I don't want to go, but it's okay.
And last year, you got 3 trophies. And you did very well.
Last year, I wrote my speech the day before. On the way to the competition. So that is a bit stupid. But this year, I'm writing it a week before. So you know, it's a big step up. Yeah. That's great.
So over 7 times the preparation.
Yeah. Wow, it's quick maths.
Thank you.
It's really good. What else is happening right now in Dunedin?
On Saturday from 10:30 to 8 PM, there is a like the region book sale, but for music. So CDs, vinyls, sheet music.
Some instruments. Posters.
Ooh. Posters. Everything I'm great there. That we love.
Yeah.
Music sale at the Regent.
10:30 to 8.
Yeah.
I'm working from 11 to 8, so I will be there so early in the morning. And also, on Saturday, is a Pacifica Arts... Let me just find it, because I'm just speaking right now. It's called the Return to Paradise Art Workshop by Anna Teofilo. And it's the 29th and the 30th of July from 9:30 to 11:30, 12 to 2. There's like 3 different sessions during the day. But it's like from 9:30 to 4:30 in the Dunedin Community Gallery space, which is really cool. And a whole bunch of Queens girls are going. It looks very fun.
Purr.
Yay. And then there's something else as well. That's really specific, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, anything else you want to... say we have 10 minutes.
Almost the end of the term. I just want to mention that.
Oh,
we're over halfway.
Life is a simulation. It has been proved by the fact that we saw the lady from the Lorax on the bus.
Oh, yeah, we saw a lady that literally looked exactly like Granny Normo.
Bro, I saw Ice Spice and Bus Hog.
See, everything.
And we saw Mitch from Modern Family, so...
So what That's do you call mad. That? Scientists? If you're even really scientists?
Science is a scam.
Science is a scam. I'm sorry, but it's a scam.
It is a scam.
Yeah.
So the rats are going to take over.
Yeah.
The rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement.
But the rats don't run the city. We do. I'm going to watch Ratatouille tonight just for fun. I just really feel like it now.
You would.
Yeah, I would. Find truth or dare questions.
Truth or dare?
Yeah, but we're just going to do truth.
Nothing crazy.
What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Durian fruit.
Oh.
In Singapore. It smells...
really bad, right?
Vile. Awful. Absolutely vile. Disgusting. Ghost Stream Vile is dead. He's great. Got great music. absolutely vile. It's really gross.
I used to eat cicadas.
Cicadas?
Yep.
Cicadas.
And crickets. Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, cicadas.
Bro,
yes.
Damn.
Cicadas. I used to eat cicadas.
Okay, that's wrong.
Cicadas. I used to eat cicadas.
Okay, so that's wrong.
They were really gross. And crickets.
And you ate them?
Ate them.
I used to eat cat biscuits.
The dog chocolate, I used to eat them.
I didn't
you still do.
Eat them, but I did try dog biscuits.
Oh. I never did that.
Get on my level. I used to eat Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah, everyone did that.
Yeah.
It was real salty.
Oh, so good, Fab. Though.
Delicious.
It was good stuff.
It was perfectly seasoned.
What is a film that everyone hates but you really, really like?
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Everyone likes but you really, really hate.
I have a couple here.
Mm-hmm.
Shutter Island. Completely boring.
Never
watched it.
Shutter Island's a bad film.
It is bad. Wolf of Wall Street? I didn't like that either. Thought it was boring. People call it a top 10 movie. It is horrific. Yeah.
Shutter Island was one, actually.
What is a top 10 movie?
I don't like Star Wars.
Top 10? Lemonade
I've only watched the first one, though. Top
10. I love Lemonade Mouth.
So and good. Radio Rebel.
Are you kidding?
My top...
Radio Rebel is my favourite movie of all time.
I like...
That's such a lie, but I love it.
Tangled.
Oh, yes.
And
Barbie and the Island Princess. Barbie.
No, that's not my top one of Barbie.
Dead Poet Society.
Dead Poet Society is really good.
You know, I did a whole essay on that, and I never even watched it.
Oh, me too.
And it was for the one that you choose the movie that you watch.
Yeah, I did an essay on Fast and Furious and, like, the importance of family and love, and I got an excellent.
Oh, I remember that. You actually,
I think I got achieved.
I'm so glad that I didn't do English.
She's a high achiever.
Do you remember Tomorrow When the War Began?
An A for effort.
I used to have nightmares after that because I thought it was going to happen to us.
What?
Tomorrow When the War Began? I thought, and you know, when, do you ever like hear a plane go overhead and actually just have like,
yes, and like, oh my
flash
God,
forwards?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get bombed.
No, like literally, I panic. And
Bush
I'm like,
did 9/11, he's coming for us next.
Kate, okay, you can't say that on radio.
No, it's not like I'm saying he did it.
Hannah,
I'm turning the microphone off.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. And it is valid. I'm not saying he did do it. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm just saying it's a possible
actually,
conspiracy.
Actually, there was a conspiracy that Kermit did 9/11. So,
can I have a conspiracy?
Huh?
Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, I did together.
And Maddie Healy 19. And Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but they broke up.
But they broke up, which was good.
But that, how did they cross over?
I thought Timothy Chalamet was like 19.
Yeah, no, me but too. They're like the same age.
Yeah, that's strange.
It's so weird.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, he's a little stick.
You know what's a top 10 movie? I watched it yesterday. No, I didn't. I watched it
the
day before.
You know what's a top 10 movie? The original Muppets.
You didn't listen to me. Oh, I haven't actually watched the original Muppets.
So. Even I have.
I think I... No.
Anyway.
I haven't. Hunger Games? I was watching it the other day.
Top Gun.
I love the Hunger Games. Top Gun is not top 10, though.
I love Top Gun, though.
Yeah, it's great.
The second one's pretty good.
It's great.
Oh, I love the movie Pompeii.
I haven't seen it.
Me neither.
Okay, watch it.
I have a list of movies.
20th Century Girl, I watched that last night and I cried.
I was thinking
about
that
movie. So sad.
I love The Lost Boys. It's a great movie.
I was just thinking about that movie in class the other day and thinking about the Indian. I felt so sad because of it.
It's so sad. And just the fact that it's like a K-drama, but it
mentions New
Zealand.
And also the fact that he was on his way back. Oh, spoilers!
Oh, he was on his way back to her and he died. And then she didn't find out until ages later.
Yeah, and she thought he just didn't want to see her anymore, but he was on the way back and he died.
That is so depressing.
Womp womp.
And she was just so angry. She was like, womp womp.
Actually, top 10 movie that Hannah will agree with is Surf's Up.
Yes.
I love Surf's Up.
Cody!
I know he's out here somewhere.
I can feel it in my nuggets.
Good. Despicable Me, top 10. I love Despicable Me.
Cody's this, Cody's that. Cody's me, bro. Let me be me.
It's so good.
Oh, TV shows.
TV shows. SpongeBob.
I don't really watch TV.
What?
Oh, the fabulous world of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Permission to speak to Lola Costa.
Yes, permission granted.
Ozark on Netflix, everyone needs to watch it. It's so good.
Ozark.
The Dark Crystal, but they cancelled it.
Oh, I used to watch
Labyrinth. That traumatized me as a child, that movie.
Like The Labyrinth, one, David Bowie.
I remember we were going to watch it in our maths class in year 9, but I went out to read instead.
We watched it, and then...
Yeah, but I went out to read in the hallway instead.
Why, you nerd?
Oh my gosh, why would you choose to do that over a movie?
I'm sorry, Bowie. I was a little boy and I wore my pantaloons.
top 10 TV show, though, is H2O. I love H2O.
It's not really top 10. It's just like
so
it's like a classic, but it's not top 10.
It's top 10. I watch it every day, I swear. I actually watch it like while
Rick
I'm getting
and
ready.
Morty.
Ooh.
Big fan.
That's good, yeah.
Remember the first time I ever stayed at Hannah's house, we watched Rick and Morty.
Did you?
That's so random.
Which one, the Purge episode? Because that's my favourite.
I think so it was.
I love the Purge episode.
I think so it was.
I think it actually was.
I think so it was.
Yeah, I think so it was.
The movie we watched when we stayed at Hannah's house one time.
I really
recommend
The
Ritual.
That was traumatizing.
It wasn't so scary. I can't walk in like
I can't walk in a forest.
Yeah,
no.
It's so terrifying.
It wasn't even like... Well, I mean, it was scary, but
it was
just
like
kind of disturbing. Like
it was mentally deranging.
It like, actually like went into my brain and it's just
altered
stayed
my
there.
Brain.
And like
chemistry.
Another good movie for if you want. I've got two. So one is one that I watched with Hannah, and it's what's it called? I can't remember what it's called, but it's
the website one.
Yeah, it's like so. It's done so these friends go on Skype.
Oh yeah,
oh, I know the one. Yeah.
and then they
no spoilers.
And then there's another one. Oh, okay, so has anyone seen The Woman in the Window? It's so good, okay? And actually, it's a really good psychological thriller because you do not expect anything in, because you find out she's like mentally ill, you're like, oh, can you trust anything that's happened in the movie, because it's from her point of view.
Oh.
And so then you start becoming like you're feeling gaslit by the movie itself. And then there's a big twist, and it's really crazy.
There's actually
lots of big twists.
That's weird.
I really recommend you watch that.
Yeah. Well, we have a minute left. Going really fast.
It's literally 4:55.
Yeah, it's 4:56.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really precise. It's 56 minutes. It's 4 minutes so that they can cross over and get the next people in here.
Jenny Craig has closed down.
It's the Pride group after us.
We love them.
I'm on them with the LGBT.
Please don't say that when they walk in.
I'll pay you too.
How much?
Oh, no, it's not actually. Never mind.
Okay.
But, oh my gosh. Okay, 40 seconds. 20 seconds. Any last messages that you want to send?
Have a good morning.
Okay.
Donate to Queen's High School's...
Give me your money.
...World Vision 40-Hour Challenge so we can see our Vice Principal...
Heavy on that.
Prince Vice.
Anyways, thank you for listening.
Vice Principal yourself. Bald. Goodbye. She's going to be bald.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.